Thank you, Randy. And before we go to our callers, a quick reminder that yesterday marked the four-year anniversary of September 11, 2001. Ceremonies were held in New York, Washington, southwestern Pennsylvania, and even New Orleans, marking the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Hard to believe that 4 years have gone by. Before the Carolina Panthers play the New Orleans Saints, there was a fighter jet flyover, an ominous reminder of that fateful morning 4 years ago. In New York, the siblings of those killed in the Manhattan Massacre read aloud the names of their deceased loved ones. In all, 2,749 names were read. Back on that gorgeous sunny Tuesday morning in 2001, the first hijacked plane hit the North Tower at precisely 8:46 a.m. The second plane hit the South Tower at 9:03 a.m. Those times forever emblazoned on our collective consciousness. President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush marked the fourth anniversary of September 11 with a ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House. And in Pennsylvania, around 1,000 people attended a memorial service in the field where Flight 93 crashed after it was hijacked by the terrorists. In New Orleans, the New York City firefighters who are helping with the recovery of yet another national disaster, Hurricane Katrina, gathered around a makeshift memorial to remember their fallen comrades. Disasters like this are such a poignant reminder that life is paper tissue thin. We tend to behave as though tomorrow is guaranteed, and so often we take for granted our families, our friends, and our futures. I have this quirky habit of reading the obituaries each day, and I'm so often struck by the reality that there are so many who die in the flower of their youth. As I look at their faces, I can't help but wonder about their eternal destinies. And thus I'm daily motivated to make a difference while there is yet time. I hope you are motivated likewise as well.